Camden Town.
Holborn.
Regent's Park.
West Hampstead.
Gospel Oak. Swiss Cottage.
Kentish Town.
Bloomsbury. Highgate.
St. Pancras.
Covent Garden. King's Cross.
Timmers Town.
Fortune Green. Camden Community Radio.
Hello and welcome to Camden Community Radio's What's On Guide for the week beginning Sunday the 30th of March. And indeed, on Sunday, the Forge venue and Caponata restaurant in Delancey Street, just off the High Street, has a special event for Mother's Day called Mr. Darcy Unwrapped. So, if it's her sort of thing, you could treat Mum to an afternoon of Regency indulgence as Mr. Darcy is unwrapped over an elegant afternoon tea. There will be readings from Jane Austen, live music from the period, and a special screening of the Lake episode of the classic BBC TV Pride and Prejudice. Starting at 3:30, tickets cost £19.50 per person and include a glass of punch on arrival and afternoon tea. Performers include soprano Rosie Lomas, pianist Katarzyna Kowalik, and their very own Mr. Darcy, in a programme of songs and readings celebrating Austen's most famous hero. Bring a shawl, a bonnet, or a fan, and be transported into the world of Jane Austen. For more details, go to www.forgevenue.
If you live in Camden, you'll have an area action group that meets from time to time. This week, it's the turn of the Somers Town and St Pancras Area Action Group, which will meet on Monday the 31st of March at Cooper's Lane, Tenants and Residents Association Hall, which is at 2 Hampton Close, near St Pancras Station. The meeting runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Now, the ward councillors will be there from 6 p.m, so if you have any issues to raise with them, you should be able to see Samata Khatun, Roger Robinson or Peter Brayshaw beforehand. The meeting itself will have information and discussion about the new facilities at 5 St Pancras Square, where we understand there's going to be a swimming pool in the basement of the new Town Hall extension. There'll be the latest on High Speed 2, Charlton Street Market and Somerstown Neighbourhood Planning Forum and the Community Investment Programme, which should cover the development plan for Plender Street. Further details from Camden Council on 02079746637.
The Sprint Festival at Camden People's Theatre is an annual celebration of new and adventurous theatre. Now in its 20th year, it has established itself as the biggest and best showcase of fresh and unusual theatre in the city. Each year, it proves that a shoestring budget and dodgy plumbing are no obstacle to original and inspiring art. This year's festival is coming to a close this weekend with Sunday's Starting Block Showcase. On show are five new works developed from scratch over an intensive 10-week residency by artists and companies at CPT. Previous year's shows have gone on to national and international tours, so if you want to be at the cutting edge of theatre, get yourself down there. And later in the week, Camden People's Theatre will be hosting Huntley Street's production of Lequeum. Set in a women's prism, it's described as an immersive-style show featuring physical theatre, polyphonic singing and a rich text. After years behind bars, the inmates find the line between fact and fantasy and hope and despair are blurred. But could the arrival of a new prisoner provide the key to freedom? Lequeum is directed by Celine Beretta, and musical direction and original composition is by Siobhan McMillan. Performances run from Thursday the 3rd of April to Sunday the 6th. Tickets are priced at £12 and £10.
Maiden Lane Community Centre, the home of Camden Community Radio, is the place to be over the coming weeks. Here are the reasons why. The Roundhouse is presenting a spectacular free circus and dance production called Echoes. From right outside, here, Maiden Lane Community Centre. The performance is the brainchild of emerging choreographer Ella Robson Guilfoyle. She is working with an ensemble of dancers and acrobats with composer John Opstad to bring you a contemporary circus performance set to urban found sounds, gritty distorted beats and cinematic strings. Three free shows run from the 3rd to the 5th of April starting at 8 p.m. Maiden Lane Community Centre is located at Maiden Lane Estate, 156 St Paul's Crescent, London, NW19XZ. For more information, visit www.roundhouse.org.uk/circusfest.
If entertainment is the last thing on your mind and you are looking for work, don't miss the job and apprenticeship fair on Thursday the 10th of April, again at Maiden Lane Community Centre. this is an opportunity to get sight of some excellent vacancies for local residents with a variety of employers in the Camden area and on the Maiden Lane estate itself. The fair is open to all ages and levels of experience. Come along to showcase your current work experience. Find out about apprenticeships to kickstart your career, or look for construction and non-construction employment opportunities. The fair will run from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Maiden Lane Community Centre, Maiden Lane Estate, 156 St Paul's Crescent, London, NW19XZ. For more information, email kxcinfo@camden.gov.uk or call on 0207 974-5161.
If your little Easter bunnies need something to do this Easter holiday, book your place early at the Camden Square Play Space. The play scheme will run from Monday the 7th of April until Thursday the 17th of April. Spaces can be booked from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening. Places will be open on the inset day of the 22nd of April too. The scheme is for children aged 4 to 12 only. Please book early to avoid disappointment. For more information, please contact Paula or Amanda P on 020-748-56827 or email info@maidenlanecommunitycentre.org.
You have 10 days left to catch the Loudest Whispers exhibition at St Pancras Hospital, 4 St Pancras Way, NW1. The exhibition was part of the Camden LGBT History Month 2014 and includes a sizeable group of well-established artists and people exhibiting for the first time. The work incorporates paintings, ceramics, photography and drawing and is by turns witty, beautiful, skilled and touching. Open weekdays until the 10th of April, then there'll be a closing Meet the Artists event. And that's it for this week's What's On from Camden Community Radio. Goodbye.